If the lonely night surrounds you.
Well, good evening. This is Gordon Martinez with the show called American Honor. And this is brought to you by the Republic Broadcasting Network. And the call-in number is 800-313-9443. Please be a like-minded individual, because we didn't got any time for any arguments here. This show is based on exposing corruption. It's based on solutions to make our country great again. Of course, I always thought that America was great. It's just that it will be greater once we get rid of all this trash that we have in our federal government and our state government and our local government. And believe it or not, I believe that the state of Nevada sets the standard for corruption. My latest quest, of course, is getting rid of these electronic voting machines that we've been blindly believing that were accurate and that were honest. And but they've been infected, folks, and just like this, about everything else in our government has just infected with cancerous trash. And in order for this to keep continuing like it has, they need to keep these people in power. They need to keep them in their positions. But the only thing that the American public has is to vote them out, get some fresh blood in there, and maybe we can come out of this pit that we're in. I have never in my life seen so much propaganda thrown out in the mainstream news media, and about the only thing that's even a saving grace is the fact that we have the internet and we have secondary news media that's kind of keeping us on the straight and narrow. But they sure are bombarding us all with all this propaganda, and especially this election. This election is very, very important, and will basically set the pace for where this country is going. I also noticed that this still the same shots at law enforcement. Law enforcement is, every time it messes up, or even appears to have been messed up, but unfortunately these instances are not being investigated and published on an honorable basis. You only get bits and pieces that some sensational reporter decides to run with, and in actuality that's not really the accurate information regarding these alleged unlawful instances committed by law enforcement officials. I just noticed another chief of police with 32 counts of criminal charges, and of course they only just wet your whistle. They don't tell you exactly what the charges are, but I imagine they're pretty profound. Or you know, on the flip side, you never know. Maybe this guy is just another scapegoat. And chiefs of police are generally used as scapegoats whenever things aren't going according to Hoyle in any community. The real power lies with the sheriff of the county. But if that person is bought and paid for by the federal government or some other entity, we're all in deep doo-doo, because the sheriff of any county is the highest law enforcement official of that county. And basically the way that law enforcement is conducted, it'll be right under the sheriff's hand. But fortunately, every 4 years or so, that sheriff comes up for re-election. But then again, we're back down to the electronic voting machine fraud that we are experiencing throughout our country. So without further ado, I want to read the Law Enforcement Code of Ethics to you. This is the one that I swore to, and it was adopted in 1956, and I took it in 1974. It's pretty profound, and I I encourage you to listen to every word that's said, because it's pretty important to know if mostly all law enforcement officers that go into this service have to recite and take an oath to something similar to this oath of honor that I'm going to read to you. As the law enforcement officer, my fundamental duty is to serve mankind, to safeguard lives and property, to protect the innocent against deception, the weak against oppression or intimidation, and the peaceful against violence or disorder, and to respect the constitutional rights of all men to liberty, equality, and justice. I will keep my private life unsullied as an example to all, maintain courageous calm in the face of danger, scorn, or ridicule, develop self-restraint, and be constantly mindful of the welfare of others. Honest in thought and deed in both my personal and official life, I will be exemplary in obeying the laws of the land and the regulations of my department. Whatever I see or hear of a confidential nature or that is confided to me in my official capacity will be kept ever secret unless revelation is necessary in the performance of my duty. I will never act officiously or permit personal feelings, prejudices, animosities, or friendships to influence my decisions. With no compromise for crime and with relentless prosecution of criminals, I will enforce the law courteously and appropriately without fear or favor, malice or ill will, never employing unnecessary force or violence, and never accepting gratuities. I recognize the badge of my office as a symbol of public faith, and I accept it as a public trust to be held so long as I am true to the ethics of the police service. I will constantly strive to achieve these objectives and ideals, dedicating myself before God to my chosen profession, law enforcement. Again, please call in. You got something on your mind that's along the lines of exposing corruption in your state, or especially if you have any knowledge of the corruption in the state of Nevada, I'd be glad to hear it. Give you a couple of minutes and just let it out. So give me a call, 1-800-313-9443, and tell me what's on your mind. You know, I keep telling myself not to follow the political trail, as it is just riddled with nothing but lies and distortions and perversions. But I can't help myself, because the TV and the radio is just loaded with these accusations of wrongdoing and whatnot. But you know, I go back to just the basics. The basics is that the Benghazi murders, there's really only one person that's responsible for that and responsible for the outcome, and that's Clinton. Any way you cut it, she was in charge, and the buck stops there. And since it is a murder, there is no statute of limitations, and this will be forever. And it's just like in Nevada. I came across a murder, and a very grisly, of an LVMPD corrections officer named Kevin Scott Daly back in, it occurred back in 2007. Now, this has been a beheading murder that's been covered up by the LVMPD up until 2013 during legal depositions. And then understand, I'm only the messenger in this, because I had no knowledge that something like this was going on or what was happening. So, anyway, this murder was observed by volunteer searchers for information and evidence, which led to this this disappearance of this LVMPD corrections officer in November, first week in November, where he was didn't show up for work, no call, no show. And funny thing is that the LVMPD did not launch a missing persons report or investigation of any sort, and basically told his co-workers in the Clark County Detention Center that just to mind their own business and to just go on with their lives or else face insubordination charges and possible termination to their jobs. Now, for those of you that don't know, anyone in the law enforcement service that works either for a sheriff's department or for a police department, they're all under a gag order, so it's not one of those things where it's negotiable. Those are the orders, and if you do, you'll be targeted and eventually terminated from employment. And if it's bad enough, you could even be have criminal charges placed against you that were manufactured by the upper police management. That's how it works. And you know, it just unfortunately, it is probably the best job that I ever had for 39 years, but the last 15 years, since I couldn't stand the corruption that I had heard about that was going on in the police department, I decided to become rather vocal, trying first to fix the problem internally, but that didn't work. And then eventually I went outside the police department and notified the FBI and the Justice Department and the U.S. Attorney's office and in the state of Nevada and the governor and the attorney general in Nevada and the sheriff in Nevada. Everybody, I told everybody about what was going on, and especially when I learned about the beheading murder of LVMPD officer Kevin Scott Daly. And for those of you that are doing a little research, his last name is spelled D-A-I-L-E-Y, Daly, Kevin Scott Daly, and I believe he was about 36 at the time that this occurred. And you won't find hardly anything about it in 2007, November and December 2007, except for maybe his obituary in the Las Vegas Review-Journal. That's the only write-up of this officer's murder. Now, under normal circumstances, this would take over the news media, even mainstream news media, of a police officer fully compensated and fully employed police officer that didn't show up for work. And then approximately 3 weeks later, his severed head is found in the desert in the city of Henderson's jurisdiction, right by Lake Mead in Nevada. Now, for those of you that don't know about the history of Nevada, that's the usual body dumping ground for the mob, is right out there. And so it's a piece of a patch of desert that's real close to the lake. So, getting back to the circumstances of this incident, in 2007, Kevin Scott Daly didn't show up for work, no call, no show. The police department refused to launch any investigation and basically ignored this situation, informing that Kevin Scott Daly's co-workers keep their mouths shut, basically. So that didn't happen. The co-workers in the jail were outraged that the investigation wasn't even being conducted into their co-workers' disappearance. So they formed their own volunteer search party that consisted of corrections officers and police officers, their families, their friends, and anyone that was interested. The circumstances surrounding this were really very hush-hush, and anybody that even objected to everyone not talking about this, was threatened with phony internal affairs complaints and manufactured policy violations and charges, and eventually termination from employment because you didn't keep your mouth shut. So about approximately 2 weeks after the disappearance of Officer Kevin Scott Daly, a passerby saw a burned-out vehicle by the lake in Henderson jurisdiction and reported it to the Henderson Police Department. Henderson Police Department went out, examined the burned-out vehicle, and determined that it belonged to Officer Kevin Scott Daly. Now, this was his own personal vehicle. And here it was, all burned up, and Henderson Police Department, it appears that they were told just to kind of like impound the vehicle and just go about their business and not investigate it any further, because that's exactly what happened. Here you have a vehicle that belonged to a fully commissioned corrections officer for the Clark County Detention Center and the LVMPD, and there's now they found his burned out vehicle, and nobody wants to do anything about it. Nobody wants to talk about it. Nobody wants to open up an investigation on this officer's burned out vehicle by Lake Mead. Well, that's when the volunteer search party was formed. Nobody was paid. There's no paid individual here. These are all people that voluntarily put together a search party to find and to examine to see if there's any evidence from where Kevin Scott Daly's burned out vehicle was, and maybe they can come up with some answers. Well, they went out there. They formed up on where the burned out vehicle was originally located and then removed, and they decided their plan was basically to spread out in a 360 degree direction and see if they can find any evidence. Well, lo and behold, they found the evidence all right. 300 feet away, and in a very short time from the burned out vehicle, there was Officer Kevin Scott Daly's severed head. Just his head, no clothing, no body, no other parts, just his head. Now, one might ask, well, why is this happening? How come this can occur? And I mean, this is just grotesque to have something like this. Well, you know, all depends on how you look at it. And in Las Vegas, it wouldn't be uncommon for this type of action to basically send a message that anybody that wants to look into this and disobey upper police management's orders, this is what's going to happen to you. So they're so bold that they would do something like this. So Henderson Police Department was called to investigate the severed head of LVMPD Corrections Officer Kevin Scott Daly. They came out, and they immediately contacted LVMPD to say, hey, look, here's one of your officers that was missing since the beginning of November of 2007, and we found his, it's been reported that this may be Officer Kevin Scott Daly, and his severed head is out here. Well, that's pretty big news, and that's pretty big information. So who does LVMPD send out to investigate this? The intelligence section, the organized crime and intelligence section of the LVMPD. Now, being in the robbery homicide section for over 15 years, I never knew that the intelligence section of the LVMPD were expertise in examining and investigating a homicide scene. But, you know, you just never know nowadays. Well, for those of you who don't know, the intelligence section is basically just a thug team that is works directly under the sheriff. So, well, it looks like we got a pause for a few, and I'll be back and continue this discussion. Sunday morning ever, and Sunday's passing by. I'll be working here forever, at least until I die. Damn if you do, damn if you don't. I'm supposed to get a raise next week, you know that when I won't. Working for a living, working for a living.
tired of brown rust stains on your toilets, sinks, and clothes? Does your water smell and taste bad? Don't live with these problems anymore. HydroCare's revolutionary well water systems, available at Wave Home Solutions, gives you clean, healthy, great-tasting water from every faucet. They remove iron, hydrogen sulfide, sediment, and many other contaminants that are distasteful and damaging your fixtures. You'll be amazed how fresh and clean well water can be. Satisfaction guaranteed. Go to bestwater123.com. That's bestwater123.com.
So, you love talk radio? Then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
All right, this is Gordon Martinez with American Honor, brought to you by RBN. I've just been informed that our 1-800 number is out of order at the present time, so I'm going to give you another number, and I hope you call in. Area code 512-716-1603. And that again is 512-716-1603. Give me a call and tell me what's on your mind. Getting back to this beheading murder that occurred in 2007 that is not reported, not recorded anywhere except in the coroner's office. And even then, that's rather dubious. So the intelligence section of the LVMPD comes on out, and they're going to investigate this murder, homicide, of Kevin Scott Daly, an LVMPD corrections officer that just didn't show up for work. No call, no show. So now they tell all the people in the volunteer search party to shut their mouth, not to talk about it, not to report it, nothing. Or else face the consequences and the wrath of the LVMPD. Well, this is probably pretty much typical because that's how the police department operates. It operates under threats against their own employees, of course. And they told everybody in the search party not to even talk about this. Well, besides having a funeral, and that's the only thing that is documented, in December the 5th, 2007, but they don't go into the details about who, what, where, and when, but the rumor has it that the word was that he committed suicide. Well, that's kind of a first, because I've never heard of anybody cutting their head completely off and in committing suicide, unless they stuck it in some kind of guillotine or whatever. But this wasn't reported. It wasn't reported in anything. And this would be big-time news, mainstream, secondary news media, everywhere. I mean, this would be the story of the century. But it wasn't even mentioned. And it only came out through a witness, one of my witnesses, in my pursuant to my 2011 federal lawsuit against the LVMPD, Sheriff Doug Gillespie et al., and 14 other high-ranking members of the police department. You know, I feel a little slighted. Here I've made it my quest to bring to light and to hopefully rectify the wrongdoings of the LVMPD, and this goes way back. Way back, this 2011 federal lawsuit that I filed is not my first rodeo with the LVMPD. And for the last 15 years, sadly, on a job that I devoted my entire life to, 39 years worth, the last 15 years, I was always wondering which coworker was the one that was going to stab me in the back. And as luck would have it, I had like three coworkers that actually did it. And that was brought out in the 2013 legal depositions. And everything is on record if anybody would care to research it. It's pretty interesting stuff, and it exposes a lot of corruption and who's on the payroll and whatever. The bottom line is that federal lawsuit was dismissed by federal judge George Foley Jr., and he cited was a lack of merit. Now, this lack of merit was after the revelation of the murder of LVMPD corrections officer Kevin Scott Daly, and also of a LVMPD narcotics informant, a registered narcotics informant, back in April of 1996, and the murder of French national Philippe Leman in 2001, where he had his hyoid bone crushed by corrections officers in the inside the Clark County Detention Center. Those are just three of the numerous acts and wrongdoings that the LVMPD has been involved in and has been covered up. What they the angle is they always get a bought and paid for sheriff elected, and really not elected, just fraudulently elected by the use of electronic voting machines in our county. I mean, there's not even a way of even checking it out to see if these voting machines are tampered. So anyway, we're going to take another break. And I'll be back. And please give me a call, 512-716-1603. Bye-bye.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocholine therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
All right, this is Gordon Martinez. The show is called American Honor, and it's brought to you by RBN. And the call-in number is 512-716-1603. Before we get to Jerry in Chicago and Brent in California, I want to finish this explanation and this basically revelation of this murder of LVMPD Corrections Officer Kevin Scott Daly that occurred in 2007. So, after learning about this in June of 2013 during legal depositions about this murder of this corrections officer, and understand I've been in the robbery homicide section for over 15 years, and I didn't hear about it. And that's because it was never investigated. It was just covered up. So I started looking into it, and lo and behold, I find out that the autopsy on Officer Kevin Scott Daly's severed head that was put into the Clark County Coroner's Office computers was removed from those computers and now does not exist. And other sources have informed me through our medical administrators is that Officer Kevin Scott Daly's kill sheet, manner and cause of death was listed as undetermined. Well, that's kind of interesting. It just shows you the level of corruption that is in Clark County. So, with that being said, I want to go to Jerry in Chicago. Jerry, are you there?
Yeah, Gordon, thank you very much for taking my call. This is the second time I called into your show.
Oh, okay. And, what's on your mind?
Well, what's on my mind is I wanted to ask you, are you a member of the FOPA?
The Fraternal Order of Police? Is that what you're talking about?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I think my membership is probably expired when I was terminated from the LVMPD in 2014. But, I've always been.
Okay, well, you know, the funny thing about memberships and clubs is, you know, it's sort of an undetermined evaluation, you know, and I'm sorry to say this, but they all stick up for one another. And if you, the funny thing is that in order to turn in a brother of the fraternal order, another police officer for wrongdoing, you could be castrated by in the department.
Oh, yeah. I've got 5 internal affairs complaints against other co-workers. And they were completely ignored. I submitted them 4 times, and the last time I submitted it was by certified mail. Okay, and they never investigated it. Oh, yeah, it's not only with the unions; it's with internal affairs within each and every department. Now, understand when they can't figure out a way of covering up whatever wrongdoing that member has done, then they will reverse 180 degrees and chastise them. You're right. They will do that because it will be it would bring discredit upon either the union or the police department. And anything that does that, they will sacrifice you.
Okay, well, thanks for clearing that up. But I got to be honest.
Yeah.
Everybody around here, off-duty police officers and their wives and closest family members carry a solid, I don't want to call it a steel, I don't know, but it might be aluminum or a pewter object on the back of their car near their license plate. So when the cop that's following them goes to run that license plate, they see that FOPA badge on the back and they drop it. They don't chase them for speeding or a right-hand turn on no red or anything else like that. They get away with more than other people get away. I mean, not you, but I can get away with.
Right.
And you know what? I'm sick of that.
Well, I've never seen this this emblem or whatever, but the normal way that it is done, okay? And this is where police officers need to have this discretion, which is being systematically stripped away, is if a police officer stops another police officer or a former police officer, the driver or the former police officer or police officer immediately tells the officer that he is either a retired police officer or a former police officer or a current police officer. The reason being is that most of us are still armed, okay? And it's usually concealed. And you tell that officer this for that reason. That is the primary reason, is to let him know that you are armed, okay? So the next thing that happens is now the police officer that stopped you, who still has discretion, will determine the next course of action. And that could be either to continue to write the ticket, or depending on the circumstances, maybe the driver is drunk, arrest that person, or warn and advise of any type of traffic violation that the person was doing. And, I mean, he has these options. But what I always have objected to, and I've never heard it, but I've heard of it, is that the police officer says, hey, I'm another cop, and you can't give me a ticket, and you got to let me go. Okay, now that's probably about the worst thing that any cop, former cop, retired cop, could ever say to an officer that's that stopped him. So barring this special emblem, which I've never seen, and I haven't even heard about it till you just brought it up, but that's how it's supposed to be done, okay? And that's the reason for that officer to inform the officer that's stopping him is that he is armed and that there is a gun in that car or some other type of weapon. And then from that point on, it's up to the officer that stopped him conduct himself.
So, okay. It might be the first time you ever heard of it, but it happens very, very much around where I live.
Okay. Well, that would be the East Coast, right? The mid to East Coast?
Well, it'd be around Chicago.
Oh, okay. Well, that's prevalent, and I've heard of it. There's even deals where a business card would have something on there. This is my friend, and give him a break or whatever. Thank you, and the officer has his name on there. Well, at least in the West Coast that I'm aware of, we don't have anything like that. Okay, and just as an example of it. When I was a patrolman in Las Vegas, the first time that somebody from, I think it was Pittsburgh, they committed a minor traffic violation. I pulled them over, and the next thing I have is their driver's license with a $20 bill paper clip to it. Okay? Now, being a California cop and then a Las Vegas cop, this was kind of shocking to me because I've never had anything like this done, but I suppose that just being in Las Vegas, it's has a reputation of being so corrupted. Anyway, under normal circumstances, if somebody were to do that to me, then I would have arrested them for trying to bribe a police officer. But I saw where they were from, and of course, when they handed me their driver's license with the paper. Per clip $20 bill, they were looking away and looking at their passenger, talking to their passenger like I wasn't even there. And they were rather surprised when I gave it back to them and said, no, we don't do that here. And told them, and he, of course, was apologetic because I guess he's used to doing that back east. I don't know. But it's an individual thing. Is it more prevalent in the eastern part of the country? Probably. But other than that, we do things a little bit different over here in the west part of the country. I don't know. Personally, I think that that's total corruption and that it should be they should be disciplined for doing stuff like that. It's just a same thing like a quota system. So I hope I answered your question. I can only tell you from personal experience. That's how it was that it was approached to me, and that's what I did. So
you know what? If you can give me a minute, I'll explain a situation that happened here about 9 years ago.
Okay. Well, understand, Jerry, we're running out of time. I got about three other callers on the line, but go ahead and try and summarize as quick as you can.
All right. Well, a Chicago cop went out drinking one night in a suburb of Chicago on the southwest side, Orland Park, and he got refused service at a bar because he was too drunk and he was driving, and he went and killed two kids coming home from a Subway restaurant that worked there, and right. He had told the officers on the arrest scene that, you know what, hey, you got to let me go because, hey, I'm a brother, I'm Chicago police, blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. And he mm-hmm. did not do it because there were fatalities involved. Now, mm-hmm. let's take it back a step. If there weren't fatalities involved, would the Orland Park police do that?
Again, it's the individual. I mean, we got that all over here, too. I mean, I even worked with a guy that his wife had killed a pedestrian, and she was drunk. And, of course, that was covered up. Now, that leaves a real sour taste in any real cop's mouth that something like this would happen. Well, again, that isn't discretion. That's basically orders from the upper police management, because that would put a real stain on the police department, and they will do everything in their power not to have that stain put on the police department. So it's not always the brotherly brother thing. As far as I'm concerned, if any cop commits a crime, then they're no longer a cop, and they're no longer a brother, and they're nothing, and they're just a plain old person that has committed a crime, and then you take it for what it's worth. Anyway, gotta go. We got another caller on the line, and it'll be Brent in California. Brent, are you still there?
Hello,
Brent. Are you there? What's on your mind?
Yeah. I used to work with law enforcement on three continents.
Mm-hmm.
And before that, when I was younger, I was a mortician and an ER tech. So I had lots of experience with working with law enforcement.
Uh-huh.
And I worked with some very high-level people, but I didn't hang around them. I hung around my students, and I didn't find out, until later on in my career what was going on. But
and what was that? What was going on? What, the corruption or what?
Well, it's not only that, it's deeper than that. The company that I worked for, I didn't see it until almost after they fired me. And they fired, well, they didn't fire me, they laid me off because of that. What I saw is... They had a three-story building, but it looked like it was only two stories. And I went to put install something in the building, and there was a stairway, that secret stairway, hidden stairway that went up to that room. And there was an elevator that went up that only stopped at that room. And in that room was a large black table with black chairs all around it, with black wallpaper and purple ceiling. It was a satanic cult area.
that wouldn't surprise me a bit. Not a bit. Especially, was it like federally funded or?
It's a private company. But and I saw officers going in and out of that room.
Oh yeah, so, we got the same thing over here. It's called a fusion center. Okay. It's located right off of Spencer and Sunset in Las Vegas. South of the airport. It's called a fusion center. Only special police officers get to come and go out of that place.
Yep.
Yeah, you're speaking to the choir. I mean, I know this occurs. Anyway, Brent, thank you for calling. Chris, are you still there?
Can I say one?
Chris? Are you still there, Chris?
Well, of course I am for you.
Okay, what's you up to?
Well, I got a couple of things for you. Many years ago here in Las Vegas, there was the Upper Crust Pizza shooting of Frankie Bluestein. I think it was a Metro hit.
Oh, yeah.
And then my former wife, who left me last June 17th, abandoned me for no reason that I can articulate that I know of. Her husband was murdered up in City View Park. I think it was a Metro hit or mob hit, as the case may be. It may be a mob unit within Metro.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Let's just rewind back for a second
on the Bluestein thing. Bluestein thing, if what I remember about that one was that he got out of the car with his Subway sandwich, right, in his hand. And they used that one as, we thought it was a gun. I guess it was wrapped in aluminum foil. But the thing about it is you got to understand, nobody can talk about these things, especially publicly. Oh, you're done, okay? And this is where I feel slighted, okay? Snowden gets all this credit for exposing the NSA to all this privacy stuff and surveillance stuff and all that. And here I'm coming out with billion-dollar thefts by former Governor Kenny Quinn and Attorney General Brian Sandoval.
You got music playing at break time there, Gordon.
Oh, okay. We got a break. I'll be back.
Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit takefromcaesar.us for more information.
As a regular listener to Republic Broadcasting, you certainly understand the times and circumstances that we are living in. You certainly understand that the good times are over, and you certainly understand what we are heading for. Though we do not know what exactly is going to happen, we must assume that it's going to be a disaster. Are you prepared for that mess? Go to www.bugoutpanama.net and get the necessary information on our growing community of awake and prepared individuals, just like you. At www.bugoutpanama.net, you will learn how we are preparing on our farm, Finca Bayano, for what is coming. Emigrate while you still can to our village, where survival is of the utmost importance. Prepare. Don't despair. At www.bugoutpanama.net.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit TakeFromCaesar.us for more information.
Okay, this is Gordon Ortiz with American Honor, brought to you by RBN. Sorry for the mix-up there. We have some technical difficulties. Brent, are you still there?
I am.
You're not telling me anything new about this. I guess my point is here Snowden does this for, you know, whistleblowers on the NSA. Mm-hmm. And I'm coming out with some really juicy stuff. I mean, we're talking murders and conspiracies and drug trafficking and the whole shot, and I get nothing. Here I am. Yeah. I want to be the number one whistleblower, and then here Snowden gets that distinction. So, anyway, is there anything else, Brett?
On a personal note, yeah, a couple things. One, remember the Clint Eastwood movie Magnum Force, where they had a police force inside the police force?
Oh, yeah,
I don't think it's every major police force, but I think many major police forces likely have this deep cover, dark unit inside the force that takes care of wet work when the occasion arises. And this CERT team that you talked about, there are two CERT teams in Metro. There's the crisis extraction team in the jail section, and then there's the crisis emergency response team under Lombardo, his previous fusion center and crisis actor event management team that did some of the other things like the CC's pizza shooting and the photo shoot with Jared Miller out at the Bundy Ranch with your brand new T-shirt before you even got him, I think.
I think he was probably one of the first one that displayed him.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
I'm telling you, you're absolutely right. Now, I don't have any concrete proof that these groups exist except after the fact. And the Officer Kevin Scott Daly situation in 2007 is a perfect example of the existence of these secondary police forces. I submitted a letter and a complaint to Undersheriff James Dixon about this extra police force that's doing all this all this dirty work. And of course I didn't get any response except that he wanted to know. He called me from Pennsylvania. He was on some kind of business, and we talked for about 30 minutes. And this was after I had my desk ransacked and my life threatened and all this other stuff. And all it does was, it was just a pacification type of thing. But he didn't say that it didn't happen, though, if you get my drift.
Well, Gordon, if you know the principle, and I know you do, of Occam's razor, the only reason with all the complaints and the yelling and screaming and sending letters that you did and you didn't get any notice, it's because they already knew the answers you were asking questions to and they didn't want them answered.
You know, you have a point there. That's you're right. You're right. Well, I'm telling you, the reckoning is coming. They're going to have to admit that they know about this because I have told them about it. I have written letters. I have certified complaints that have been sent to everybody in power in the state of Nevada and the Justice Department and the FBI. So it's published, and it is in my federal complaint, 2011 Gordon. Federal complaint against the LVMPD, Sheriff Doug Gillespie, and 14 other high-ranking members. It's there. It's in writing.
There's the music again, Gordon. Thank you for your service. God bless America, and God bless men like you.
All right. Thank you very much. Well, folks, it looks like we're coming to the end of the show, and all I can tell you to do is to keep your faith, keep your gun, and they can keep their change, as it were. So have a good one, and bless you all.
Take me with you. Let me see you. Time and life can't be. Nothing is. Everything. Everything is. Nothing is. Please the people. Audiences. Break the fences. Nothing is. Let's see it.
Extendivite. A 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves.
Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.